This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello there, Editor-in-Chief buddies. I am Stephanie Flaxman, and you are listening to Editor-in-Chief, the weekly audio broadcast that delivers the art of writing, updated for marketing in the digital age, to help you become the Editor-in-Chief of your own digital business. Today's episode is called, Does an Editor-in-Chief Have to Be a Control Freak? And I'm going to warn you, today's episode is a little more philosophical. It's more on the philosophical side. But there's a reason for it. And I mean, I could go over all the step-by-step tips of exactly how to do something related, you know, to editorial standards, to content creation. But if you don't have a sort of foundational philosophy behind why you're doing what you're doing that is sort of in line with your passion, your content lacks soul. It doesn't have those qualities that really distinguish you from other people who talk about what you talk about, other people who talk about your topic. And so, but when you have this sort of driving passion, this underlying foundational philosophy, you really stand out to the people who connect with you. And so I find it very important to have a very strong point of view when you produce your content production and everything that you create. And so that's why I wanted to go in this direction for today's episode, because I really think it helps balance all of the practical step-by-step tips that I can give you as well. So I'll keep it simple. It's not a very complicated idea. But so I was thinking, you know, I always talk about how an editor-in-chief takes responsibility for their work and how all the little details come back to the editor-in-chief doing his or her job. And a lot of this can get sort of into a gray area of being a control freak. I proudly admit that I've been called a control freak before for multiple reasons. But when it comes to editorial things, you know, it's like I'm the one who cares about the comma placement. And no, you don't put a comma here. Here's when you would use a comma. Or, you know, I really care about if you write out a number that is, you know, below 10, instead of using a numeral, that it's not an accident, that you intentionally have a style where you write out numbers before 10, but then 10 or above uses numerals. Those are just some examples. So a lot of that can, you know, they're minor details. So it can be like, wow, that person in charge of all those minor details is a really big control freak. So, you know, when I'm saying take responsibility for all this work, how can you not be a control freak? But I actually have a different opinion about it. And, or sort of my underlying philosophy that coexists with all of the responsibility that I talk about also. And I think when people want control over something, they're emotionally attached to the outcome. They want a final result to align with their preferences. And so they attempt to shape and control a certain situation because they have this idea of how they want something to work out. And so they're gonna try to control it, right? And so it seems like they're in control if they try to make the situation, you know, exactly how they want it. But in this case, I don't think you're in control at all. I think your emotions are in control of you. And so I don't like to place a lot of pressure on the outcome of any work that is done under your control as an editor-in-chief. What you can control is all of the hard work and the right decisions that you can make while you're doing the work. and focus really on that, regardless of whether or not something, the end result works out into your favor. So when you fight for control, you're actually really out of control because all of your power is in your emotions. So when you're taking responsibility as an editor-in-chief, use that responsibility, that focus on that responsibility, on the right decisions that you can make every time that you're faced with a decision, which is quite often if you are assuming the role of an editor-in-chief. And if you don't, you lose sight of the immediate good decisions that you could be making. If you're only focused on this like outcome and controlling and everything that could go wrong if you don't do things right, or how upset you'll be if the outcome from what you're producing doesn't work out the way you want it to work out, you know, you're really not appreciating all of the actual control that you do have about these individual content decisions, these editorial decisions that you can make. And one way that I was thinking about this is when we're doing physical activities, it's a lot different than when we're doing mental activities in terms of how we proceed when things don't go our way. So let's just say you're like building a table from IKEA or some table that you can't assemble. And if you reach, you know, obstacles while you're assembling this table, you normally don't jump to really emotional conclusions that criticize yourself or your work ethic or you're not trying hard enough or your own abilities. When you're involved with this actual physical building of something, you know, you might need to take a break. You might need to come back to it at a later time. But there's this constant moving forward momentum of just finding a different solution and just focusing on what you can do to get that end result of building the table, not all of this mental anguish as well. But with mental activities, with creative activities like creative content, it's really easy to slip into criticizing yourself, your abilities, thinking that you're not working hard enough, and then ultimately giving up because of those criticisms of yourself and getting very discouraged. It's just a lot easier to get discouraged with mental activities. But with physical activities, we seem to keep pushing forward. So I'd like to, you know, take a lesson from those physical activities and really focus on just the next decision that we can make to help us reach our goal, you know, and not being too focused on that end goal. It's these decisions that eventually put you in the place that you want to be, not the individual outcomes that may or may not align with your preferences. It's just decision after decision and having a flexibility and a willingness to adjust and see things from a different angle that will create the best work environment for you, that will push you to the place that you want to be as an editor-in-chief. So that's a philosophical foundation for today that, you know, just something to think about when you're thinking of all of the responsibilities that go into the role that you've assumed as an editor-in-chief. And this really obviously applies to any sort of obstacle that comes up, because we can get very emotionally attached to all different sorts of outcomes that have nothing to do with content. And then we lose focus on what we actually can control when we're just, you know, so attached to this outcome. The outcome is less important than the good decisions that you can make that you're always in control of, that aren't controlled by your emotions, but just a focus on what is best for me, what is best for this situation. And moving forward, regardless of what that outcome is, because I think my last point, the point that I'd like to end on and sum up everything with, is that you have to move forward regardless if something works out to your preferences or not. There's no other choice. We're moving forward whether an outcome is something we like or something that we don't like. So we're a lot, if we can be less emotionally attached to what that is, whether it works in our favor or if it doesn't, we're better positioned to have a clear head when we need to move forward and keep making those decisions. So that is today's episode. I want to remind you that Editor-in-Chief is on the Rainmaker FM podcast network. There are lots of great shows over on rainmaker.fm. That is the URL that you can go to check out all the other shows. And then if you like other shows on the network, if you like Editor-in-Chief, you can go over to iTunes and leave a rating or a review over there, or both, and let us know. And let us know what you think of Editor-in-Chief or all the other great shows on Rainmaker FM. So thank you so much for joining me today. I will catch you back here next week. I am Stephanie Flaxman. Thank you for listening to Editor-in-Chief. Now, go become one.